The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, the Rockets bounce back with a nice one. And let's just get the weekend started early. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with
Joel.
Me, Fred Fowler.
Take this music off. We need Christmas music, right? This is our Christmas show.
Is it?
This is our Christmas special. It has to be.
I guess it does.
I mean, when do you want to do the Christmas special? On Wednesday of next week? We're off until Tuesday.
I didn't know we were doing a Christmas special.
What are you, an atheist?
No.
I mean, yeah. The Christmas special. Everyone does a Christmas special.
Does that mean we have to do it because everyone else is doing it?
The Simpsons do a Christmas special? They've been not... That's like the longest-running TV show in the history of time. They do a Christmas special,
they also do a Halloween special. We don't do that.
Maybe we should look into it.
So we're going to be the Simpsons now?
Wouldn't you like to be?
I don't really want to be that yellow.
That's racist.
That is pretty racist. Well, I feel you on that, Jong. I think that was directed right through that glass. Insulting.
Well...
Those little yellow bastards are paid, though.
Yeah, they are. I wonder how much cartoon character makes per episode.
I don't know, but I know the people who use their voice or who do their voices get paid a ton, and they've been that show's been going since what? Like
it's more than 25 years now.
Yeah,
because they did the 25 year thing a couple of years ago.
My goodness!
I
want to say 1989.
That sounds about right. It's still funny too. They somehow keep that thing fresh.
I don't watch it as much as I used to. I used to, like, there's probably a 13, 14-year span of my life where I didn't miss an episode. Actually, I'll go probably longer than that. I mean, probably from when The Simpsons first started airing until, maybe until I was, like, 24. So we're talking, like, a 15-year span.
Yeah.
Where it was appointment viewing for me. I grew up a little bit, but not that much. I still like that show.
Well, I don't. It's not something that I go and watch. The wife records it and watches it every week still. But if it's on, I'll watch it and I laugh at it even now. It doesn't really change.
That could be us. But you don't like to do Christmas specials.
I just didn't know we were doing one.
I just feel like we should.
Okay. So what are the tenets of a Christmas special? What do we need to do?
Mostly, I think we should have Christmas music. I think that Jong should put some sort of filter on that makes us sound like elves.
Okay.
And we should wear these Santa costumes that I brought.
You brought Santa costumes?
It's right there in the chair next to you.
Oh, well.
Put it on.
I think it's a little too small.
That's why I got it for you. Put it on. I got that from our new sponsor, Darling Way.
That's
Mrs. Claus lingerie, Fred.
The thong underwear is not going to work for me.
You never know. Don't knock it till you try it, Fred.
I've tried it.
Your ass looks horrible in that. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I know. Okay, that's why.
Take it off.
Okay.
Take it off. Let's just do the Christmas music then and the elf filter, and that's good. Jong actually looks good in his costume. That's a nice look for him.
He's very green.
Yeah, they didn't have a Mrs. Claus outfit for him, so I got him a slutty elf costume.
That works for him. He's the only one of us that can actually go in drag and pull it off.
Oh yeah, yeah. The guy has no body hair. That's what makes it easiest.
Yeah.
Like you can see my back hair through any kind of lingerie. My back hair sticks out. The hair on my traps. Not great. Not a great look.
Now, remember when he dressed up like a Rice cheerleader, or was that before you?
That was right before me.
Yeah.
It was right before me, but I've seen the pictures.
People were whistling and rolling
down
the window.
I've used those pictures in private time, honestly.
No, that was you.
I don't think so.
No, it was because I lost a bet to you.
No, I don't think that's true.
No, that is, I think I'm almost positive.
See, I mean, this is how you know we're all getting old.
It could be. Remember. Listen, I've been doing radio for too long. I don't know. We've done a lot of stupid stuff around here.
Were you here after Adrian rocked the mic?
He was like, when I got here, he was answering phones for us.
Yeah. That was around the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he went out with me to take pictures.
Okay. Could be. What do I know? Maybe. Yeah, probably so. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I'd be making things up if I said that I knew for sure. I don't know.
Well,
either way, this is our last show. I know tomorrow this station, everyone's having like a big Christmas party at Nick's place. But because our show, unlike the other shows here, because our show is profitable, they give us the option of taking extra days off around the holiday. So
to stay fresh for the new year.
Right, because we are the workhorses. Listen, carrying around John Granato and Raheel and Joel Blank and Barry Laminack and Travis John, it's taxing. It's exhausting.
Hurts the back.
Yeah. So we need time to rest. And we're going to take it. So while they're at Nick's place, we will not be at Nick's place.
Well, that's not entirely true. I'm going to swing by for a little
bit. Okay. Well, I'll be too drunk to go to Nick's place. I'm going to be drinking whiskey all day tomorrow, quite honestly. And probably for the next 5 days, I'm going to drink a lot of whiskey. So
I'm with you on that.
That's my big plan holidays.
I'm probably going to take a cab down there or something.
That's a good idea.
Because I plan on having a few, but I'm not going to stay long. I just want to do a...
Are you going to autograph some posters?
Yeah, if people want to buy the posters, I'll autograph them.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to pick up a couple. My daughter wants one, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be there for too long because my plan is to go home and then just start drinking and not stop drinking until
you die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, which is quite the challenge because my body's used to it, but I'll try.
Yep.
Actually, I'm going to the Texans game.
Are you?
Yeah, a friend of mine got suite tickets, so.
Man, my buddy was having a hard time even just giving away tickets. Like he has pretty decent seats, like second, maybe third level.
Yeah.
Not the little level. Is that second level? Like the second big level.
Right. So it's like the...
Because I think it goes big level, tiny level, big level.
Well, yeah, because it goes lower level, then suites, and then the one right above that. Yeah, those are pretty good seats.
He's like in the end zone, fourth row, like almost in the middle of the end zone. And he had two tickets and a blue lot pass, and he put them up there for like $150. Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. I think maybe a lot of it is Christmas. You know, it's Christmas Eve night. If it were a day game, I think maybe people would be into it, but people have stuff going on. I have a feeling that's going to be a dead crowd on Saturday night.
Yeah.
But you'll be there.
Well, like I said,
you'll be extra loud, I guess. No, you'll have to bank up for it.
No, I'm not going to be loud. I'm never loud at games. I just kind of observe.
What are you doing for Christmas, John? What's your plan? Are you taking the same days off as us?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you're going to rest and relax and be ready to carry the station more in 2017.
Drink some beer and go to church, that kind of thing.
Church, huh?
Yeah, Christmas church.
You going to go to church hungover?
No.
I do that sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
It's always fun.
Do you think Jesus is mad or appreciative that you get up and go to church when you're hungover? Do you think he's like looking at you in church disappointed? Or he's like, you know what? Good on you for waking up even though you're hungover and getting your ass to church. How do you think Jesus feels about hungover church?
Probably the latter.
That's kind of how I take it.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
I feel like Jesus is like, man, this dude, he's coming through for me because you could tell he didn't even want to get out of bed today. He was hurting. But he got up. He put on some decent clothes and came to church. I think that's what's going to eventually get me into heaven, Fred.
I do a
lot of bad stuff. I treat people horribly for the most part, but I think that's what's going to do it for me.
Did you go to church hungover?
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Well, I think you should do it all the time.
I think Jesus kind of knew that was going to be... I think that's really like a test that he planned for us when he put church on Sundays, because he knew Saturday night... Like back in the day, they would be out drinking wine or whatever kind of, I don't know what they, maybe they had mead or something. I don't know what they were drinking.
Well, Jesus was a pretty big wine guy.
Right. He liked it. He's on the sauce sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think that was like a test that he made for his people was to see, well, listen, these guys are going to be getting crunk on set. He didn't use crunk because that word wasn't invented yet. But he probably knew it was coming. So he said,
Course he knew it was coming. So he probably did use the word, knowing that at some point somebody would be saying crunk.
He said, these people are going to get crunk on Saturday night. And I'm going to see who really wants some of this Jesus life by putting church on Sunday morning. And it's going to be like, if you really, you know, want a piece of this, you'll get up and you'll go to church on Sunday morning. Jesus also knew that football was going to be pretty big. So that's why he gave you the option to go to church at like 9 or 10. And then, so he also gives you that option because if you really about it and you can't get up for the hangover, you're out of control last night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, early church comes, and you're like, oh.
You're going to have to miss some football.
You're gonna say, well, now I'm gonna have to choose football. And if you choose hangover and football over Jesus, no, you're going to hell. 100% guaranteed. That's lock of the century. This is a Christmas special, Fred. Jesus is the reason for the season. So that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Ways to get to heaven.
You
asked me what a Christmas special consists of, I'm giving it to you.
Well, I've learned something very valuable today.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
713-780-ESPN. Of course, you got to believe in hell for that to work, which I really don't.
Well, you're a Muslim, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not
really
a Muslim. Stop that.
Well,
I'm a Gnostic Christian.
Funny.
I'm not
every time we fly together, you sure seem a lot Muslim to me.
Well, that's because
when you get the extra pat downs in the special room, you seem pretty Muslim. I'm just saying.
Yeah, the guy had his hands on my shoulder the last time when they were. Never mind.
How do you pronounce your name? Come here, sir.
See, I should have just gotten rid of the Americanization and just gone with Faur.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how you really pronounce it?
Yeah, apparently that's how I pronounce it in the Middle East, which I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I get asked North or South every time.
They make Fred say his last name, and they say it in an angry voice, and then he says it, and that's when they take him in the back.
Yeah.
What's your last name? He's like, Faur. Can you say that more angrily? Faur! And they're like, okay, come with me, sir.
No, that's when I started going, la, 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 la. Yeah, that's
You're trouble. You're trouble. That's what it boils down to.
Apparently.
You're an untrustworthy guy. You know who you can trust? Man's best friend. You can trust him with your dog because your dog is your best friend. If your dog is like my dog, I like my dog a lot. And I didn't want my dog to be an unwelcome member of our family. And my wife did not like my dog. She wasn't her best friend. Man's best friend, not necessarily woman's best friend. So I took my dog to man's best friend for some training. And let me tell you, they came through. I sat down with them. I said, these are the problems I'm having with this puppy. Can you help me? And once again, because this is the third dog I've taken to man's best friend, they had my back. And I got that dog back in a couple weeks. All those bad habits broken. Just amazing. Man's best friend, 713-932-6709, or you can visit him at 2331 Bengal Road in Houston, mansbestfriend.com. You get 30% off your services just by mentioning me or ESPN 97.5. And if you go to ESPN975.com, you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend or a Christmas puppy package, which if in case you happen to get a puppy for Christmas, it's a couple training sessions, a behavioral evaluation. The total value is $400. You can win that for free if you go to our website, ESPN975.com, and click on the link. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com. Remember to mention me for 30% off your training, the professional difference in dog training. All the kids will see, gifts under the tree, it's the best time of year for the family. It's a wonderful family, wonderful family. And the love and the love and the bond to the same. Yeah. ESPN975.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Faur and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Fred Faur, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero. Not a no. Add Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. I really have no interest in doing sports now.
No.
I just want to sit here and talk Jesus and wine, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jason said, in 2011, the voice actors of The Simpsons took a pay cut to $300,000 an episode.
Oh, my.
God. That's terrible.
What a life.
It's terrible. It's not even real money. $300,000 an episode. Come on.
Those poor kids.
Oh, man. I wish I could share the text conversation I just had about our conversation, but it's a little over the top. Now we're getting requests for Christmas songs on the text line, John.
We are getting Christmas songs.
No, I know, but there are certain specific ones.
Oh. Listen, you guys don't pick our Christmas songs.
Yeah, John picks the Christmas songs. John is the most religious person here. And, you know, in fact, he's not quite Joel Osteen.
He's close.
But he's got... He doesn't have the personal line to God that Joel Osteen has.
He's close.
But he does have his number. So you'll text him, and sometimes he'll return the text.
Yeah, that... You remember Jim Baker?
Yes.
You remember
Jim
how...
Jim and Tammy Faye?
Yeah, you remember how he went to, like, prison for kind of a good while? He went to prison because he was, like, he scammed a bunch of people out of their money.
Yeah.
Because I guess he was selling them, like, a place... You know, I don't know what it was exactly. It was in South Carolina or something. And, you know, it was a place for people to go where it was like I think it was post-apocalypse that was going to be saved by the Lord. Well, turns out, if you can believe it, that was nonsense.
Yeah, because every apocalypse prediction has not come through.
Yeah.
That everyone's tried to throw out
so
there.
So now, I think he had like a sex scandal as well.
Yeah, he did. I think he was banging a secretary. Or was that Jimmy Swaggart? I get him confused.
Lord. I don't know. No, because he got divorced. Okay. He divorced Tammy Faye because he had accounting fraud, and he went to prison and got divorced all over that. And but he's back.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently he still owes the IRS $6 million, and
God,
so
that's more than I owe him.
So what he's doing now is he's selling buckets of food buckets for the apocalypse. So once the end times come, you'll have a bucket of food.
How long's that gonna last you?
I don't know, but it's great because you can apparently use the bucket if you buy 4 buckets. You could use them as legs of a table. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do with these buckets. And, yeah, so just to get you ready. So if you're thinking of a Christmas gift for someone, you should talk to Jim Baker about food buckets that have many, many uses.
He's already been wrong once about the apocalypse, so now he's...
I'm starting to think that maybe he doesn't talk to Jesus. I'm starting to think he might be trying to pull some wool over our eyes, Fred.
I think, well... Him,
he might be full of it.
I think he is. Those guys are the worst, though. Those guys, like him and Swaggart and that guy Robert Tilton, who used to basically rob old people out of their money.
Yeah,
those are the worst. I you know what? We may be bad people. We may make inappropriate jokes, but those people are not welcome at my bar in hell.
Nope.
I will kick their ass, even though I'll be kind of a shadowy figure.
The devil's going to rape him with his fiery penis, I'm pretty sure. That's the worst kind. It's got barbs on it, like fish hook barbs.
Yeah, it's like one of those puffer fishes when it gets the spikes go out. Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be rough.
Yeah, it's not going to feel good. And it's on fire because he's the devil. And I bet, I don't know this for a fact, it's nowhere in the Bible, but I bet the devil has a big one.
Oh, probably so.
I mean... You don't get to be in charge of that place if you've got some kind of...
Unless he's using that pitchfork as kind of a way to compensate.
Yeah, well...
That might have been what caused the whole beef in the first place. Like, he's looking at all these other angels, like, wait a minute, that dude's hung like a horse, and look at me.
Yeah.
Not cool.
I'm reading this. Jim Baker recently made a plea because he was a big... This may shock you. He was a big Trump supporter, and... Donald Trump apparently called him right after the election and thanked him personally, and they spoke on the phone for 20 minutes. And then Jim Baker realized that he had put so much effort and energy into getting Donald Trump elected to president that he had neglected his own funds, and now the church was in a bad spot, and they desperately needed your money today. So if you're thankful...
For Donald Trump?
For Donald Trump. You should give money to Jim Baker. Because...
No, you shouldn't. You should never give money to Jim Baker.
Donald Trump thanked Jim Baker personally because Jim Baker's the one
Didn't they have an air-conditioned doghouse at one point?
I don't know.
I mean, I know I'm mixing up my...
There's too many of them.
My defrock ministers, but I know one of them... Okay, so Swaggart was prostitutes.
Okay.
Baker was his secretary.
Okay.
It's all coming back to me now.
Oh, boy.
Do you see... Speaking of Trump, did you see... The Barry Switzer trolled the hell out of everybody.
No.
Apparently he was in New York, so he went up to get coffee in Trump Tower, and when he came out, all these reporters saw him, so he told him he'd met with the president and made a bunch of jokes, and everybody ran with the story. He's made it up.
I think one of the lines was, I was having a conversation with him to make the wishbone great again.
Yeah. And just all the stuff, and it made it sound like, man, it's easy to go see the president-elect. And no, he was just trolling, and everybody ran with it. Oh, man. I don't know how we got
there. Was Jim Baker on your run sheet today for what we were going to talk about?
No, Jim Baker. Here's what was not on my run sheet. Jim Baker, Jesus is Wine.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Satan Penis was not on the list. Yeah, I'm just going to toss the list. I don't need the list today. We're going full Christmas. That's fine. Let's start making Santa porn jokes. Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Well, I guess that's it. Now we know. Now you can't plan.
Actually,
you just have to go with it.
Oh, well. How is that douchebag out of prison owing the IRS millions?
I don't know.
Any of us would be under the prison, he says.
But he is.
Says, will that bar in hell play Pantera and Metallica or Megadeth and Nirvana?
I'm pretty sure that bar in hell is going to be playing like Hanson and...
Oh, no. We're not having that.
Yeah.
We're not having that. Not cool.
It's going to play music and not like the... It's going to play like B-side. No. It's not going to play this because this song is a little bit catchy. And you could find yourself bobbing your head in hell to this. It's going to play Hanson B-sides or... Late Hanson, like after girls stopped being goo-goo about Hanson and they made some CDs that no one bought, that's what you're going to hear. And a lot of Kenny Loggins, I'm guessing.
No, I think it's just going to be Nickelback on loop.
Well, then what if your wife goes with you to hell and she thinks it's like really badass?
Dude, you really think I want her hanging around me in hell?
You really think you get what you want when you're in hell?
Well, yeah.
No, in hell, your wife is always there and nagging you.
Which one?
All of them. They're all there. They're all asking you for money. They're all nagging you, and they never have sex with you.
So basically, I've already been in hell. You know what? Hell's gonna be nothing to me.
You're prepared.
Yeah. I'm gonna go down and go.
Life is just life. You've just treated life like a boot camp for hell. That's what I like about you, sir.
Well, more than a boot camp. There's no way. It's gonna be a party after this. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, a lot of people are asking about that line move on the game tonight. I don't know why it's moved as much as it has, but we'll have RJ on today, and we'll ask him. We'll have Christopher Harris next, so we'll take a break from the nonsense for one segment.
Okay.
But then we'll come back to Santa sex.
Okay.
That's the goal. And then RJ will be at 5:30.
I don't think Santa has sex anymore.
Well,
old.
Where do you think all those elves came from?
Are you really that stupid? Do you think elves are children of Santa?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You don't know anything about Christmas. This is why we should have done a Christmas special every year, John. Do you hear what he's saying? I mean, this is embarrassing.
Where do you think they came from?
Elves are mythical creatures that have no blood relation to Santa.
How do you know that?
Santa's a full-grown man. He's got a full-grown wife.
Who has it?
Why do you think a full-grown man with a full-grown wife would have nothing but elven children?
Because he's some kind of freak of nature. I mean, for one thing, he's, what, 575 years old?
He never ages.
I
cannot believe how ignorant you are.
Oh, come on. He's got...
Do your read. I'm so disgusted by you right now.
Why?
You're probably going to get no presents.
Because he's got... Hey, something's wrong with his swimmers.
Sir, that's absurd. It's absurd. You're thinking a man who can fly around the world and deliver presents to all the boys and girls in one night isn't virile?
Well, that's why he's got 5,000 little elves that he's created.
No, he would have full-grown elves if that
were the case.
Well,
then why doesn't he have any? See, you've contradicted yourself because now he's not virile because he has no children.
No, because Santa's pullout game is super strong. That's why.
So you're saying that North Pole, never mind. How can I even go into this now? I don't even have a...
I bet you can bet on something like that.
Well, you can bet on whether or not Santa has a penis?
Or that the elves are his children?
Okay, I'm going to go...
There has to be some kind of Christmas bets, right? Like Christmas games? Oh, NBA games on Christmas. There you go.
And NFL games on Christmas?
Yeah.
All of those that I don't think you can bet on whether or not the elves are Santa's children. But there's a lot of other cool stuff on MyBookie. And if you win, the best thing is you're going to get paid. There's nothing more frustrating than waiting weeks to collect your money. That's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie. MyBookie.lv is an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And just like we told you, you get paid when you win. So you want to get in on the football this weekend and you haven't signed up yet, now's your chance. Yeah, they've got a great race book for my horse friends with full track odds and all the track plays. And right now, MyBookie will match 50% of your initial deposit all the way up to $3,000. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Time to ditch your bookie. You got to check out MyBookie. That's MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. I'm not sure how we transition from... What the heck is this?
It's the Smells Like Christmas Spirit.
Oh, good.
A Nirvana cover.
I'm proud of you.
Just for Christopher Harris.
Yeah, because we're doing an impromptu Christmas special here. I don't know how we transfer from...
Ho, 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 ho.
That's wonderful. I don't even know where to go with this because, frankly, going from Santa's virility to fantasy, I don't know how...
Christopher Harris, have you ever heard someone believe that the elves are the children of Santa Claus? Is that the most absurd thing you've ever heard?
Yes, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, Fred, this is...
Have you ever...
Fred's in his 50s, and he still believes that the elves are children of Santa. It's the most absurd thing ever.
Hey, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas describes Santa as quite a jolly old elf.
That doesn't mean he had elven children.
Yeah, it just means he's a giant elf.
Elves don't come from grown humans.
Well, where do they come from, then?
Other elves.
Oh, so that's it. The elves are up there just having sex constantly in the North Pole.
Yeah. We'll talk to Chris about fantasy. He doesn't care about this stuff. We'll do that in the next segment. This is not over, though. I can tell you that much. Christopher, it's Super Bowl week. Anybody who's playing fantasy games that are meaningful in week 17 is a stupid dummy. I've stood by that rule of thumb for years and years. So this is, to me, this is the biggest week of the season for you, right? Even though there's probably way less people now who are caring about what you've got to say, but this is when people care the most.
Right. It's the smaller audience and the most intense
yes.
for the people who are still paying attention, because when you lose and your heart's broken, you know, you're like, I can't listen to that guy anymore. But yes, it's rather intense for the people who are alive. And I've got a couple finals myself, and it's fun. I'm looking forward to it.
You're like fish. You don't have a huge following, but the guys that follow you, it's big right now. They're super into you right now.
Right. I start the year as you too, and I end the year as fish.
There you go. Well, one of the guys that a lot of people have asked me about this week is Todd Gurley. And I have Todd Gurley in a couple leagues, including my big money league and a league that I'm in the finals in. I haven't played Todd Gurley in weeks. And this matchup is making me really tempted to throw Todd back in the lineup. What are your feelings on Mr. Gurley this week?
Yeah, how could you get a better matchup against the 49ers who just sort of looked... I'm not going to say the players are half interested, because I think players always go out and they realize that if they don't try their hardest and it shows up on film, they could be out of a job. But I think the coaching staff realizes and the organization realizes, you know, 1-15 is better for us, so let's take our foot off the accelerator. And that's just led to some huge rushing outputs. I mean, historic rushing outputs. I don't know if I can do it. In my ranks, I couldn't get him inside my top 20. And I mean, I talked with Pat Doherty of Roto-World, and he has him like 8. And my thought is exactly, actually, AJ, exactly what you just said. Like, you got to your finals not using him. You've got other stuff that's gotten you this far, right? I don't know if I can do it. I don't know. I mean, I can remember week one when Todd Gurley surprised me by not doing jack squat against the 49ers. A lot has changed since then. There's no Navarro Bowman. There's a lot of turnover there. But, I mean, it's not like I don't trust Jared Goff to lead a functional offense either. I think it just would take stones. I recognize that there's a lot of upside there, huge upside. But there's the downside is everything we've seen for 14 games. So it's a tough call. I feel like if you got to your finals, just ride with what got you.
Okay. My option in both of the leagues that I have him in is Jordan Howard. So
yeah, I think you just use Howard. I mean, it's not like Washington's any good on defense.
That's true. Total mess. Last week, we tried to tell people, Tom Brady, this is not the best matchup. This is not an ideal matchup. And a lot of people eliminated from the playoffs using Tom Brady. I'm guessing if you did survive last week, you're safe to run with Mr. Brady in this week's matchup.
It's a better matchup for sure. If you're going to score points against the Jets, early in games, you would think you'd do it throwing. There's such a mess on the back end, and the pass rush really isn't there either. There's rumblings up here about, you know, they just sort of want to turn it the last two games into rest Brady. He's got that Cam Chancellor hit from more than a month ago is playing havoc. I mean, first he was on the injury report with a knee, and now it's a thigh, and I'm sure he's always going to play, obviously, but I think they would like him to be as healthy as possible. So there's risk. I don't know. There's a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't throw any touchdowns last week. Like, there was a lot of quarterbacks who last week took the pipe. I mean, I think Drew Brees is really the only one who was any good, who was extraordinary. I think he was the only one who had more than 20 standard league fantasy points, which that's crazy.
Right? Russell Wilson had a big day too.
Russell Wilson had like 23. Yeah, he was okay. But I think Andrew Luck was okay. And after that, it really fell off fast. So I'm not even going to call Brady a total disaster against Denver. But yeah, it wasn't good. And you're right. You could see it coming down the pike. He played conservatively, played well enough, and it should be a lot easier to make big plays in this one.
Getting a lot of questions about what do you do with Melvin Gordon this week?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like he's going to play, so I think what you do is sit him. And then the question comes down to, okay, well, Kenneth Farrow didn't do much in what looked like a pretty good matchup against Oakland, and now it's a dream matchup against the Browns. Same story with Gurley. You know, you go, oh, the player hasn't been very good, and the situation hasn't been very good, but can I use him? I rated Farrow outside my top 25 running backs because I worry there's a Ronnie Hillman potential there. Since Farrow didn't do much with most of the snaps last week, I think it was like 47-17 or something over Hillman. I worry, just given that he didn't do anything and didn't look like anything special. I mean, nothing against the Houston kid, but, you know, he could wind up being a good player. You didn't see a lot on film from him last week to the point where, as much as I want to use the matchup, I got to believe if he got here, it probably wasn't on Kenneth Farrow's back, and so maybe you just use what you got.
I notice of you've got 25 quarterbacks rated here. I don't see Tom Savage on here.
you talking about old lumberjack boot Savage over there? I love that guy in the pocket. He's hilarious. His feet just look like they're anchored to the ground. I mean, it was good, right? It was fun. Are you guys having fun with it this week?
We're just glad it's not Brock Osweiler for a week.
until Savage snaps, which he will every year, yeah. Because he's fragile, but. Yeah.
Right. I hope everybody down there has a nice perspective on, okay, this is a third-year quarterback who couldn't get active for all but like two games in his career, so maybe we don't christen him the next Fran Tarkenton. You know, there's a lot of people who are saying this is the rebirth of DeAndre Hopkins. Now you can use him. And again, I feel the same way about him as I feel about Gurley. I mean, you got there. You got there, man, and I'm going to guess you didn't get there on DeAndre Hopkins' back, so maybe don't tempt the gods. You know, just go ahead and use what you used. But it was better. I mean, I've been saying to you guys for weeks, I mean, they haven't trusted Osweiler since, like, week three to throw the ball down the field. They just don't think he makes the right reads pre-snap. It's that Patriot offense that I'm pretty familiar with up here, and Osweiler just may not be suited for it. At least you saw Savage going down the field a little bit, and Hopkins was really involved, but... Yeah, it's tough for me to – certainly I'm not using Savage, but I'd have a hard time using Hopkins, and then we'll see about Miller. We'll see if he plays.
I'll give you a couple names of receivers that are probably wide receiver ones all year long and have either been banged up or not playing or struggling the last couple weeks. And all three questionable, I think, to play this weekend. Give me your comfort level with Amari Cooper, Julio Jones, and A.J. Green.
I think they're all starters. It's tough for me to get away from any of them. Cooper's the one I have rated the lowest of the three of them, and honestly, it's not about injury with him. Let's see if he practices tomorrow. I mean, probably it's walkthroughs tomorrow, right, since this is a Saturday.
Right.
But, you know, let's see what we get word. I got to believe he's playing. The Raiders really need that. I mean, I know they're in the playoffs, but if they want a shot at the one seed and they want to win that division, they really got to keep winning games. So if he can play, he'll be out there. And it's, you know, worry for him is more about just up and down play. He just hasn't been consistent. But again, he's really talented. It's tough for me to get away from him against the Colts. Julio feels like they felt, you know, probably they could have used him. Maybe if not against the Rams, then certainly last week against the 49ers. But they looked at it and said, those are teams that don't want to, you know, organizations that aren't pushing real hard to win. We can dominate without him and then get him back at full speed. I don't feel really any weirdness over using him. Green, I mean, I've heard it run around that he just wants to get 38 yards, get to 1,000, and walk off a hero. But I don't really think that. I don't think it's true. I mean, I guess, you know, there's a risk that that's true. There's a risk that he gets way fewer snaps than he normally would. But he's the kind of player, because they held him out so long and he was real close to being able to play last week, I have to believe he's okay. Then again, maybe the same logic applies that I've been saying with Hopkins and with Gurley. You got there without him. So maybe you just sit him. He's the one, though, of those three where I'm between him, Hopkins, and Gurley, where I'm the most tempted to say, I think he plays a bunch. I think he plays well.
You know, the Bengals and the Texans play the late game on Saturday. So if you have Jeremy Hill and Lamar Miller, you're basically committing to them early on, assuming that they're going to play one way or the other. What do you think the odds are that either one of those guys plays, and how much do they play, given that neither team is really in a must-win scenario just yet?
Right. I mean, I still think, though, that the game means a lot more to the Texans, even though you're right. I mean, Week 17 is going to tell a tale. I think Hill is okay. I feel pretty confident you're going to get a normal Jeremy Hill game. I mean, Rex Burkhead's been playing some, but I think you're going to get 15 touches out of Jeremy Hill, and then, you know, that we know what that's worth. He's a pretty touchdown-dependent player, but I think you probably feel okay using him. Miller's the one. I mean, man, you see Jordan Reed, every time somebody breathes on him, you know, it's a terribly separated shoulder, so he's writhing around on the ground. And I feel like Lamar Miller's about half a step away from that, where, you know, boy, I watched him at the end of that Jacksonville game last week, and coming off the field and on the bench, it looked like he died, you know, it looked like his foot needed to be amputated, which I'm not questioning his toughness. I'm saying it must be bad. It hurts, you know? And so I think that's a legit worry. I think I'm with you that other things being equal, they would like to win that game and like to sort of go into the Titan game with all the momentum offensively that they built in the last three quarters last week. But you're right. I mean, if it comes down to it and it feels bad during the game, you could sort of wind up getting shafted.
All right. That's fantasy football expert and Santa Claus expert Christopher Harris. And follow him on Twitter at Harris Football, and check out his website, harrisfootball.com. So what are you going to have on there now? Once we're essentially done with fantasy football, are you still going to do occasional podcasts and things like that?
Yeah, I think the plan right now is like one show a week, at least up through the combine and the draft and the free agency, all that stuff, just to sort of keep everybody thinking about it and downloading and stuff. But definitely. I think I'm going to perpetuate the Christmas time talk. A long winter's nap, I believe, is what I'm looking for.
All right, Christopher. Well, appreciate the time, my friend, and you have a good one. And we will be talking to you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on all season, and I really appreciate all the good Houston listeners who follow and say they hear me on your show. And Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you.
To you as well, my friend.
All right. It's Christopher Harris. It's kind of like Mel Kiper. He'll disappear until...
Yeah, he's into hibernation.
Yeah.
Good for him.
All right.
It's like being a teacher. I mean, your job, you're active for a good chunk of the year, and then you take a good chunk of the year off.
All right. Well, speaking of teachers, there's some great ones at Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific place. It takes in kids that have dropped out of other schools, good kids that just had some issues, and some of them had to get jobs, things like that. Well, they take them in. They give them a second chance. So many of them go on and graduate and do great, great things, and they give them what they need to succeed. Sometimes that's glasses. Sometimes that's bus passes just to get them to the school. Well, that's why they need your donations more than ever, and this time of year is the perfect time to do it. And basically by your donations, just any vehicle, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, you name it. If it's been sitting out there in your garage and you just don't know what to do with it, you're going to trade it in, or maybe you're going to sell it, and now it's not even running because you haven't messed with it, well, donate it, because you're also running out of time to get that tax deduction. That's only we're almost at the end of the year here. So what you get is they'll tow it free of charge, no matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. They're going to process all the paperwork for you, so all you got to do basically is sign your name, and you're going to get a tax deduction for your donation. So why not? Do something good. Get rid of something you're not using anymore. And if you donate today, $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
And we're back. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, Santa Claus, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com. For a limited time only, you can get $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. Is that correct, John, or didn't we basically give them a cheaper price?
Yeah, I think it's starting at $125.
Okay. It's not VIP, though.
No. General admission.
You want to hang out with John and AJ. You guys.
And Fred.
No, I'm going to hang with the people.
Because you're a man of the people.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to stay in the VIP area for a while, and then I'll go hang out with
them. Then you'll go hang out with them.
All right. I have found a scientific answer to this, AJ.
Okay.
Because I did what everyone should do in a situation like this.
You did some research.
I Googled, are elves Santa's children?
Okay.
And found some frequently asked questions about Santa Claus.
Okay.
Now, I can't vouch for the website, petcaretips.net.
Pet care?
I'm just saying, but here's the answer. I don't know why a petcaretips.net would have Santa Claus elf questions, but there's a bunch of them. These are frequently asked questions just about the elves. Are elves Santa's children? Answer, in one respect, they are. Everyone that believes in Santa is considered one of his children.
Okay.
That's kind of religious. But they are not biological children, like you are a biological child of your parents.
Right.
A long, long time ago, there were not a lot of people on Earth, so Santa did not need any help in making and giving out his toys. As the population of the world got bigger and bigger, Santa found he couldn't keep up by himself, so he was given helpers by the Council of Immortals.
There you go.
Well, who the hell is this Council of Immortals?
For can we basically just call a spade and say that Santa's elves are basically slave labor?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're not allowed to leave. They don't get paid, and they work 364 days a year. I mean, this is it's terrible.
So you're saying it's like China?
I mean,
I'm just asking.
Maybe.
What the hell is this Council of the Mortals? How do I get on that?
You're not on it.
I like,
you're not immortal.
I know, but I want to be immortal. I'll be on their council if they'll let me be immortal. That'd be pretty badass. Then I could determine what kind of elves go places. Would you like to know anything else about these elves? There's all kinds of answers here.
Sure.
Like, what do elves eat?
I feel like the Council of Immortals are... You remember the movie 300?
Yeah.
When Leonidas climbed up that mountain and talked to all those really ugly people and he had to bring them gold? I feel like that's what the Council of Immortals is.
I wonder if it's the same guys that were in Green Lantern. Those old guys that were
possibly,
sitting up on the...
Although I think those are lanterns.
Well, but they were immortals.
Yeah.
That might be the council. They maybe. Just
oh, never mind. Here you go. I found this on Oz.wikia. The Council of Immortals seldom meet together, but...
It's not much of a council, then.
Here's who the council members are.
Okay.
Ak, the master woodsman.
Okay.
Kern, the master husbandman.
See, I want that job.
Bo, the master mariner. Queen of the water sprites.
So like Ariel.
I think so.
Okay.
King of the sleep phase. The known king. King of the sound imps. King of the wind demons. Fairy queen. King of the light elves. King of the rills. King of the nooks. The nooks?
Nooks?
Yeah. No, there's no queen of the crannies, just king of the nooks. And queen of the wood nymphs.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So that's them.
Anything with nymph in it, I'm a fan.
There's 13 of them. So it takes a 7-6 vote to really be, you know, given a for something to pass, and that must be how Santa got the elves. It says their most important and celebrated meeting was the one held in the forest of Burzy on the night Santa Claus lay on his deathbed. This meeting was convened by the great Ak, who suggested that the mantle of immortality be bestowed upon the patron saint of children. The immortal leaders decided unanimously in favor of this suggestion to make Santa Claus immortal.
Interesting.
So if you chop Santa Claus's head off, he'll still come back next year.
So he's like The Walking Dead.
A lot of kids don't realize that.
So
if you shoot Santa with a .45 coming down your chimney.
Well, if he's coming to Texas, he better be immortal.
Santa knows.
Yeah. There you go. We've learned something new here today.
There's nothing but badass children in Texas. Santa's not coming here, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Santa ain't coming to see my kids.
This is the full naughty list, man.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. Get some Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So good for goodness sake.
You're listening to The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.